Over the past several months, the Trump administration has decided not to renew the Temporary Protected Status Program, which allows immigrants from troubled countries to work and live in America. There are now an estimated 3,400 TPS recipients in Tennessee from El Salvador, Honduras, and Haiti. And over the next few years, as their status expires, they'll have to figure out what to do next. WPLN's Jay Shaw reports on one Nashvillean who's decided to stay as long as she can.
Haciendo una pupusa de frijol y queso. La que hice anterior era revuelta, chicharrón, queso y frijol.
Reina Arevalo started to cook when she was 8. She loved it. She loved making Salvadorian food like pupusas, which are thick corn tortillas stuffed with beans, cheese, and meat. After 40 years of making them, it's become second nature. She rolls out the stuffed dough, slaps it with her palms, and throws it on the griddle. She was working at her restaurant when the news came in.
So I was preparing the restaurant for the day when I saw in the news that they were saying they were ending TPS. I just stood there. What am I supposed to do now with everything I have? If I lose my permit, I lose everything.
Arevalo has been in Nashville for nearly 2 decades. She was a single mother in El Salvador and got temporary protected status in 2001 after an earthquake. She had 4 children back home and eventually brought 2 of them to America. Now she has 2 grandchildren who are U.S. citizens. This kind of mixed-status family is common. The Center for Migration Studies found that about 270,000 children were born in the U.S. to TPS recipients. For Arevalo, leaving the country would mean breaking up her family.
Porque aquí tengo mis nietos y yo los amo mucho.
It would hurt me a lot because I have my grandkids here and I love them so much. And I don't want to leave them alone.
The program was, by definition, intended to be temporary, but it continued to get renewed for decades, and immigrant families didn't put their lives on pause. Royce Murray is the policy director for American Immigration Council, a national advocacy group. She says TPS recipients are in limbo.
Salvadorans who, you know, have built their lives here and are now faced with an impossible decision about returning to a very violent country or trying to continue a life here that's no longer authorized.
Murray says some TPS recipients could apply for legal status, but there are no guarantees. The Salvadoran Migrant Institute told The Economist they expect no more than 15% of TPS recipients to actually return to El Salvador. And the Salvadoran government thinks that some people will move to Canada or other countries. But Arevalo isn't doing any of that. She's just going on with her life and hoping that the Trump administration will change its mind or Congress will pass some legislation.
I wake up every morning and ask God to give me the strength to keep fighting and for him to allow me to get as far as that strength allows.
Her final renewal for the program hasn't come in yet, and as of right now, she is undocumented. Still, Arevalo is working 13 hours a day, 7 days a week at her restaurant. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jay Shaw.